Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Deja Harvin filling in for Miss Ann McNeil for the I Am Riviera Beach podcast, and we have our co-host filling in for Mr. Dan Calloway, Mr. Artie Williams. And for today's show, we have our very own Mrs. Cheryl Melvin. And now we will have Mr. Artie taking it over as he says a few words. About Mrs. Cheryl today.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, listeners, and you, Cheryl. Thank you, Deja. Again, this show is the hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, and we want to bring the awareness to the communities around Riviera Beach and surrounding communities about what's going on in our communities. So what we're going to do today, we're going to speak with Cheryl Melvin, and they have a mission, and their mission is to bring awareness to the world about mental health suicide prevention. We are committed to the wellness of individuals and families of the community through prevention, intervention, and education. And they want to give back to the community and other organizations raising awareness about mental health suicide prevention. And Mrs. Melvin feels that if they can enlighten one mind, together they can make a change in this world. Good afternoon, Ms. Melvin. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. Thank you, Deja. Thank you, Artie, for that wonderful introduction. Yes, my name is Cheryl Melvin, and my husband is Unique Melvin. We are with the Sincere 2000 Foundation. We have a foundation where we deal with mental health awareness and suicide prevention. We lost our 17-year-old to suicide in 2018. His name was Sincere, and he was born in 2000. So that's how we came up with the name Sincere 2000. And as you stated wonderfully, Artie, our mission is to bring about education, intervention to the world, enlightening them on mental health awareness and suicide prevention.
Great. Now, what we're going to do also, we would like you to tell us, because so many of us are, I don't say blind, but we don't pay attention to a lot of the signs that someone is having when it comes to mental health, depression. Just want to let the listeners know, what are some of the signs that you should be able to look for going through something when it comes to mental health?
So that's a great question. Some of the things that, you know, you want to make sure that you're paying attention to and looking for is, like, you know, persistent feeling of sadness, loss of interest, you know, characterizing major depression. You might have a sleep change, appetite, you know, their energy level might be low. Sometimes with depression you have, you know, children that are cutting. That's what happened with Sincere. He was a cutter. He also suffered from depression. And with suicide, you have sometimes them talking about suicide, you know, researching it on the computer, writing down notes, actual suicide attempts. So, you know, when it comes to our community, we just like to make sure that we're not acting as if it is a taboo, because there is a stigma that's attached to, you know, mental illness. And all of us suffer from some form of mental illness, whether it's good or whether it tips over into the depression, the anxiety, and different things of that nature. So you have to be very, very conscious, very, very conscious when you're dealing with, you know, mental illness. You have to pay attention to the subtle signs and symptoms, and you have to ask sometimes those very hard questions. You know, are you feeling suicidal? Do you feel depressed? And that's where we kind of fall out of the loop is we're not as comfortable, you know, as you said, within our community to speak out and ask those questions.
Now, I know from experience, people always, when they say mental illness, they want to associate people with being crazy. But that's not all always the case. And that's why people don't like to speak about it, because they want to have that stigma about, well, you're crazy, or someone want to look at you that way. It's a lot of forms of mental illness. There's a lot of reason people go into those to have those problems and have withdrawals about. So we got to, in our community, especially in the Black community, we got to stop thinking that it's just one form of mental illness and people are just crazy. That's not the case at all. And as you know, that this has become a big problem all over the world right now, and they're trying to address it because it's finally starting to come out. So we got to let the community know and educate them that it's many forms of mental illness, and we just have to pay attention.
Right, and you know, a lot of times, like you said, which is case in point, you know, the stigma that's attached and the lack of education, the lack of knowledge, you know, sometimes the fear of not wanting to speak out or being scared of being labeled as such. You know, like you were saying, that within our community it's looked upon, is shied upon, is looked down as a shameful thing. But the truth of the matter is, as I stated before, we all suffer from it. You know, whether it be depression, anxiety, you might have a loved one that, you know, that you lost, and all of a sudden you're feeling depressed. So see, these are subtle signs, but it doesn't mean that you putting yourself in a position to where you might need medication or you might need therapy. And there's, when I say nothing wrong with therapy, therapy is amazing because it allows you to have a unbiased party talking to you and listening. And sometimes you just need that listening ear for somebody to speak out. You know, with our foundation, Sincere 2000, we have 8 licensed therapists, doctors, therapists, social workers. We have them all on board, and our foundation actually gives mental health sessions away, you know, pro bono, because there's a lot of people that they need to make sure they have a correct fit. That's why we try to encourage anybody out there that is licensed, if they want to be on our panel, that it gives our community a good outreach to look at people and be able to read their bios, be able to read what they've done, and know that it's okay not to be okay. Like, you have to speak out. You have to talk. As my husband always says, you know, we want to bring awareness to mental illness and suicide prevention. We want to talk about it like we talk about sports. So that is the most important thing within our community, is raising the awareness, helping with the education, stepping in with the intervention. We also have the Sincere 2000 Memorial Fund. And with that Memorial Fund, we have a scientifically based program called the Be Nice, Sincere 2000, Know the Be Nice Action Plan. And with that Be Nice Action Plan, the acronyms of NICE is to notice, you're going to identify, you're going to challenge, and then you're going to empower. So you notice the signs and symptoms. Hey, I know that you are not yourself today. I see that you're a little down. You're doing a lot of crying. Then you're going to identify. You know, I saw you over there crying, and I want to know, have you ever felt like you're depressed or you need to speak with somebody? Then you're going to challenge them. Have you ever thought about suicide? Have you ever thought about hurting yourself? What are you feeling? You're going to be upfront and ask the direct question, what are you feeling? Is there anything that I can do to help you? And then you're going to empower them. You're going to empower them with programs like Sincere 2000, like the Sincere 2000 Be Nice Action Plan, to help educate their mind and give them outlets. Hey, we have 8 licensed therapists. Look through. I can get you connected with them. And you're going to give not only the individual but their family resources in order for them to bring it back home to get the help that's needed.
Well, that sums up a lot. I mean, I like that acronym because it really describes exactly what you should do. And from your experience in starting this foundation, have you found that it's been more youth that's been suicidal or on the more verge of being suicidal than adults?
So, you know, it's just across the board. You know, suicide and mental illness doesn't have a respective person, you know. So it can happen at all different times and facets in your life. But with that, it's just making sure that you get the help that's needed. We partner with a lot of wonderful agencies like NAMI, 211, and that gets the resources out to the community to make sure that they're educated on the statistical side, as well as, like I said, with the Be Nice Action Plan. That is a scientifically based proven program that we start from elementary school, as early as pre-K, all the way up to 12th grade. You can also take it into the churches, into the community, into the faith base. So it's not just for the schools, it's for everyone. So we've been working trying to get it. Well, we started it initially with the Boys and Girls Club in Riviera Beach and the Parks and Recs Department with Riviera Beach. So we're trying to push that forward to continue the program. It hasn't actually launched the way that we wanted it to, but we're working hard to work with everybody to make sure that we continuously get that information out so that we can get this to children. Like, there's no child that should be without the education and the knowledge of the Be Nice Action Plan, as well as families knowing the resources in our community that's available to them.
Well, we're going to make sure and do our part of helping get this action plan out, because I think it's very important, just knowing how they can get help, or knowing that some families can recognize that when some of the members in their family need help.
Right.
Let me just ask you, what are some of the events that you guys have done already in the community that we probably missed?
So since 2019, we had the backpack giveaways. We partnered with Councilman Lawson and the City of Riviera Beach Parks and Rec. We had a backpack giveaway. We had a sneaker drive where we partnered with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office and Mothers Against Murderers and the Youth Recreation, URD and Mr. Calloway. So we've done that. We've also had, through the course of the year, a turkey drive last year where we partnered with you all in the city of Riviera Beach. We had a toy drive where we gave away toys and bikes, everything. And most recently, we just had a boxing event, Boxing for Cause, that we partnered with the Palm Beach Boxing and the City of Riviera Beach in order to bring back boxing in the area and how it coincides with your mind, your body, and your soul, that connection with, you know, the discipline of boxing and also the struggles that people have when they're dealing with mental illness as well as suicide. So we partnered with, you know, Councilman Lawson, Youth Recreation, and the City of Riviera Beach to make that happen in our area. But the most important thing when we have every one of these events is we have a speaker that speaks about mental illness and suicide prevention, and we give away our mental health awareness material. That is the most important thing of every event that we push forward, is our mental health material. So that's what we've done in the past.
You know, every event you just spoke of, I think Mama and the Youth Recreation was a part of, and you guys do it, amazing job. I mean, it has been, the turnout is great. A lot of the kids was happy with that sneaker drive that you guys get. I think that was one of the first time I have ever seen that, and I have never seen so many pairs of sneakers being given out to the kids. It was just great, and everybody loved it.
Yeah,
that was great, and we will continue to support you guys and be a part of what you do because we believe in what you do. Now, what are some of the upcoming events that you have?
I'm glad you asked. So, yeah, some of our up-and-coming events on November the 5th, we're going to have another Boxing for a Cause, and that's to raise awareness about mental health awareness and suicide prevention. And the proceeds, we are a 501c3, so all the proceeds go back to the foundation, which in return we push back out into the community to assist with education and intervention with mental illness and suicide prevention. So that's November the 5th. And then also in before that, in August, I believe it's the 13th, we are looking to do a big event with Councilman Lawson, and it's going to be at the marina where we're going to be doing our back-to-school backpack giveaway with the sneaker. We're going to have sneakers. We're going to give away toys. We're going to haircuts. So everything we did the first couple years, it's just going to be bigger and better with the youth recreation and Mothers Against Murder. You know, it's just going to be really, really amazing.
You know, just for our listeners, the boxing event that you guys put together, let me tell you, when she has it again in November, you guys got to attend. That was one of the greatest events I've seen. It was some local amateur boxing, and they came from all over. You had people from all other states. Wasn't that correct, Cheryl? Different places in the,
yes.
in the county? Yeah.
So we've had
it
them
was
come
really
as, far as far as Tampa, as far as the Keys. They were coming in from everywhere. I think we had, a pack house that night. So it was amazing. So we got to make sure that you get tickets early because it sold out.
Yeah, so I'm letting you know now, when we post this information, get your tickets. Reserve your tables, your VIP tables. It was great. It sold out. And that's the kind of things we want to continue to do and bring because when you have awareness like that, everybody wins. So we want to continue to do that. And we're going to continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cheryl, also, just tell us how can people get involved with you guys?
So the ways that people can get involved is a couple ways. We always need volunteers. We always, always, always are looking for volunteers. So if you visit Sincere2000 or Sincere2000.org, we have a sign-up page where you can leave your information, and I'll get back with you to put you on our list in order for you to be a volunteer for the foundation. You can also donate. We take monetary donations. You can visit Sincere2000.org as well. There is a section on there that says donate. And we need as many sponsors, like for this boxing event and our sneaker drive, we need vendors that are willing to assist with the food, with the security, with the bounce houses. We need any and everybody that wants to pour back into the community and the children of Riviera Beach and the surrounding areas to reach out to us and help us out. Like, that's been our biggest struggle is, you know, getting people to donate back and to pour back into our children and our community. So if we have listeners out there that want to donate, that's the way that you can definitely donate. Sincere, S-I-N-C-E-R-E, 2000, or you can do sincere2000.org, and that'll take you right to the website. And you can donate or you can give me a call, 561-385-4469. Again, that's 561-385-4469. And my husband and I, we will greatly appreciate that.
And what we're going to do, I'm going to, when we're off the line also, and I hope the listeners got those numbers, but if they didn't, they can also go on Facebook and type in hashtag I am Riviera Beach, and we'll have this information on our page so they can follow up and be able to sign up and support this organization. We need organizations such as these because I know in our community we have a lot of things going on with our kids, and sometimes we don't pay attention like we should. So we're going to make sure that we can have an outlet where the parents can talk to somebody. So a lot of times it's the parents afraid to go in and say something, and they try to handle these things on their own, and they don't have the education to do that. And so when you have people that can help you, with anything. It's a learning thing. That's just like school. You got to have a teacher. And a lot of times as parents, we don't want to recognize that we need help. It's okay to get help for your kids. And we got to understand it's okay to say, well, my kid is having a problem, and I don't know what it is. I need help. So we want to make sure that they understand that it's okay to get help. And I think that's the biggest thing right now with a lot of the parents. They don't want, they want to keep it a secret. They don't want someone to know that they need help. And they just, next thing you know, it's too late.
It's too late. You're absolutely right. And I think that that's a very good point, is to know that it's okay not to be okay, to reach out and get someone there that has a little bit more knowledge than you or I. And sometimes, you know, I've found that a lot of times as parents, we always want to jump in and fix it. I was talking to Dr. Marcia Brown. She's one of the our doctors that are on, and we do a lot of Facebook sessions through Sincere 2000. And she would often talk about how we don't take the time to really listen. Like if a child says something, we want to immediately try to fix the situation, opposed to listening to find out what the under-rooted issues are. So sometimes you might need another party to be able to decipher that and then help out. And it's not always about medication. Sometimes it's about a simple conversation. So that's what we try to make sure that we are educating, as well as, you know, making sure that the family as a whole gets the information needed and it's out there readily available to them.
And it's important to know, I think with all the clinical professionals that you have in your foundation, that it's confidential. So if someone say, well, you know what, I want to call your number and speak with you confidential without having gone on the website, I mean, are you able to just speak with them on a phone call and go over some information with them and to let them know that everything that you guys are talking about will remain with you guys? So it's not something that's posted where they can say sign up online and someone can see, well, I went on Sincere 2000 page and I put my name in. Now someone knows I have a problem. So they know that all this stuff is, even when they log in, that's confidential.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, nobody's there to share your business. You know, the most important thing is just for you to understand that, you know, there's an oath that doctors take as therapists and everybody that takes, that your information is strictly confidential. When you say something to me at our foundation, that is only for us to put into the system. And when I say yes, I'm saying my husband and I. The doctor then has confidentiality with their client. So I don't know anything after that point other than just the connection piece. We're here to connect the dots.
Right, and that's good. That's what they need to know. And that's a lot of things I think a lot of people want to don't want to have out there, and but they want to help, but they just don't know how to go about getting help and the confidentiality of it. But so I'm sure we're glad we cleared that up. Now,
yes,
we also have a Mothers Against Murder and Youth Recreation Association have a event coming up in July 16th. For all you listeners, it's going to be July 16th at Goodmar Park in Riviera Beach, Florida. That's on 35th Street and 36th Street. The park, you know, can access from two streets. And our topic of a conversation, this event would be Mental Health Awareness Day. So that is great for what you do. So we want to make sure we invite you out there like we always do. We want your organization to be there because I know it's going to be have your information out there to get to the public and to get on the mic and talk about some of the things and let them know it's okay right there to give us a call or to give you a call. And but that's a one program that we want to make sure we want to be a sellout. I mean, when I say a sellout, I want the whole community to come out there, and it doesn't cost them one dime. It's going to be like we're having a program that it's going to be open to the community. Everybody from different areas can come, be a part of this. It's going to be the food, the vendors, music, and we're just going to have a good time. But we're going to talk about a serious topic, which is mental health, and we're going to help prevent some of the things that's happening in our community. So on July 16th, Cheryl, you and Unique, you know, I know you guys will be part of this, and come on out and talk to the community and let them know that we have some help for them. We just have to get them to reach out. So, and that's where you guys come in and provide that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have plenty of resources out there for them as well.
Okay. So what we're going to do right now, I don't know if we have any listeners, Deja, that wants to just ask a quick question before we start winding down. If you want to open up the mic, Deja, and see if there, or do you have a question that you want to ask Mrs. Melvin, and we can go from there.
Yes, I was just listening, and everything was just so powerful, and informational, just about suicide and just about the signs, and also about the stigma behind it. And so, one of my questions would be, what do you think are the leading factors that may drive someone to think and even go as far as, you know, committing suicide? Mrs. Cheryl?
I don't know if we lost her.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. You said, what are the leading? Can you repeat the last portion of it for me?
Yes, no problem. I had asked, what are the leading factors do you think that are driving people to, you know, think about committing suicide and then even taking that step into actually doing it?
So that's a great question. So unfortunately, we don't have the answers to that question because everybody's different, right? Everybody's the way they cope and handle different stressors and situations in life are different for everyone across the board. Now, I do notice that with young people right now, that social media is such a big impact on their mental status. If they don't get a lot of likes, if they don't get people following them, you know, then you have the cyberbullying. You have so many different facets that within our young people, sometimes they don't have the coping skills that's needed in order for them to deal with everyday life situations. So I think that, you know, with, like I said, the Be Nice action plan and with the foundation and reaching out for therapy and getting assistance, I think the most important thing that we can do to give back to our youth as well as our adults is stepping back to the basics and learning about coping, right? Learning about your signs and symptoms, learning about your trigger points, learning what actually bothers you and puts you in different moods. And I think that when you go through the education component of learning yourself, then you will be able to better pinpoint when you feel that you're in a crisis situation, you know, like myself. I'll share a little bit about me because I can speak personally about myself. I do suffer from anxiety, right? And I don't have a clinical diagnosis. I don't have any medication. But I do notice that when I have myself going through an episode with anxiety, and it could be something very simple as maybe a change in job or maybe moving or maybe doing something that triggers the anxiety. When things fear past, my anxiety went, it was like heightened. So when I feel that overwhelming feeling that I know is going to last probably momentarily, it feels like forever, but maybe within the 30 seconds to a minute, that overwhelming feeling of being out of control overtakes me, I have to do a lot of breathing. Like I do a lot of breathing exercises. I breathe in and I count slow and I try to slow my heart rate down. I slow my thought process down. But then the most important thing that I do after after that is I self-evaluate. I'll step back and say, what made me feel like this? Why did I get this overwhelming feeling? And it could have very well been something on the TV, something that that crossed my path, something I heard on the radio that triggered the fear in me that had my anxiety, you know, that's out of control. So I think that, you know, when going back to your question, you know, what's the driving force? It could be a number of things. But when you realize that you're dealing or you're finding yourself in a position that you're saying, hey, I'm not really feeling like myself. I feel like I'm getting a little bit depressed. You know, I just want to lay in the bed. I don't really want to do anything, or I'm crying all the time. The most important thing is to find out the reason why, right? So if you think about it like this, just like a cut, when you walk past something and you cut your arm, your cut is open. You realize you've been hurt. It's open, and it needs attention. Now, you can do one of two things. You can leave it alone and let it get infected and have to probably go to the doctor, or you can get it checked out, and the doctor might clean it, they might stitch it, and then they might bandage it, right? But once they bandage it, if you never remove the bandage and you don't tend to the wound and the cut, it will then get infected again. So you have to allow it to truly heal from the inside out, and you have to be willing to confront those hard questions, those hard situations, and be able to say, you know what, I'm just not okay, and know that that is okay not to be okay.
Wow, I just love everything that you had just said, and I really love the analogy that you just said, because I feel as though so many people, especially men, tend to look over the wound and not try to figure out what's the problem. Or I personally feel like, especially within the black community, it's not really talked about to actually think, oh, why do I feel depressed? Why do I feel sad? And to feel that way. It's kind of like a thing to just feel it and then to just get over it. And then hopefully the next day I'll be better, but not really, you know, confront it. And so I feel like what you just said is so powerful. And I really do hope that so many people hear it and they know that, you know, it is fine to feel sad, to feel, you know, down, because that's you seeing and, you know, that's you noticing that there's something wrong and that I'm not okay. And that it is fine to be like that and then to ask why and then to try and even go further as to get help from it. So I just love that. I love that. I love that so much. And it kind of just leads into my last question would be, say there's someone that might be hearing this or later on they might hear it and that person is thinking about suicide. What is something that you would say to them?
Well, if you find yourself in a crisis situation, you definitely want to get help. You know, you want to make sure that you hold on. You want to make sure that you immediately identify what is triggering it. But if you can't figure it out, then you need to call the crisis line. You know, 211, that's the fastest three numbers you can dial to say, hey, I need help. And if you don't get with 211, you can dial 911. 911 is emergency. They're going to get you somebody there that's going to be able to assist you, especially when you're in a crisis and you are feeling as if you're going to commit suicide. If you're at that point, 911. If you are contemplating it and you want to reach out and you want to talk to somebody, 211 or your national suicide hotline. That helpline is amazing. They're 24 hours a day and they are phenomenal. And they have people online standing by waiting to speak with you to get you the assistance you need. And that national suicide number is 1-800 273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. That's the National Suicide Line, or you can dial 211. They can connect you with resources. They have our information, or you can call me. You can look up Sincere 2000. You can call the number that's there available. I will connect you personally with a doctor or a licensed therapist. As soon as I connect you with them, I disconnect, and that conversation that you all have is a conversation between you and them, if it's not to that extreme. So there's many different extremes. You have your mild all the way to the point where you need to call 911. So if we're mild and you're saying, hey, I feel depressed, I have anxiety, or I just want to talk to somebody, you don't have to have any of those things. You might just say, hey, I just know that I want to speak with somebody, and I want to be connected with a peer counselor or a licensed therapist or just somebody that just sits and listens. I mean, I've been on the phone with people to where they've called me and say, hey, I don't need to speak with a therapist. I just need somebody to listen to me. And I've got calls all the way from New York, right here locally in Riviera Beach, where we've had conversations. And through the conversations, they're like, wow, you know, I didn't think about it like that, or I didn't see it like this. But that really has me thinking in a different direction. And after we conversate, then I'll say, well, if you're ever interested in speaking with a therapist, or you want, you know, more sessions, I can connect you with a therapist, or you're welcome to call me back. We can chat as well. As long as it's not anything that's going to be an endangerment to yourself or others, then we have peer support that can also sit and listen and give non-clinical advice, if that helps.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was just amazing. And now we will have our final comments. If there is something else that you would like to say before we wrap it up.
Okay, well, let me get my final comments in, because I want the listeners to be the last person here. It's Cheryl Melvin. So, Cheryl, I just want to thank you on behalf of the hashtag I Am River Beach for coming on. It was a very informative show today, and I'm thinking people got a lot out of it. And we're just going to invite you back again. And all of the information that you gave, these numbers and these connections, we're going to see, can we post them so that way they have an outlet for people to go on and be able to pick it up and make those things happen. So, again, I just want to thank you for coming on, and we're going to see you again in July. And thanks again. So you go ahead and close it out, Cheryl, and we'll look forward to seeing again on the next show we do.
Absolutely. So, yes, again, I'm Cheryl with Sincere 2000 Foundation. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, on TikTok. You look up Sincere 2000. And we are here to educate the community about mental illness and suicide prevention. We want to make sure that we pour back into our children, our community, everyone. If you find yourself or somebody you love that needs assistance, we've given you a multitude of knowledge. We've given you phone numbers. Please connect. And if you want to donate or volunteer your time, again, you can visit sincere2000.org. SINCERE 2000, the number 2000.org, and just know that it's okay not to be okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You have been listening to another episode of Hashtag I Am River Beach. We will see you again next Sunday, same time, same place. Enjoy your day.